Now time for a locker room chat with Oskaloosa girls head basketball coach Kevin Lane after a pair of games from this past week, and both resulting in victories. And coach, we'll start off with your 46-39 win against ACCHS at home. And you told me before this that you challenged your girls to not let them beat you guys. What does that mean, and how did that kind of play out?
Well, we just told the girls that we were 1-1 against them. I mean, because we lost earlier to them, then we beat them in the tournament, and we definitely wanted to challenge them, make sure that we ended up on top and, you know, could get the upper hand on them. The girls responded very well. They took it and ran with it, I would tell you.
And you guys had a tough matchup against Jackson Heights. That was on Tuesday night. You win that one 56-46, and you trailed 37-31 at halftime. So this was really high scoring. But then you guys held them to just 9 points in the second half, and Michaela Boyd, she went off. She had 26 points in the ball game, and you told me that she just completely took over this ball game in the fourth quarter.
Oh, she took over the fourth quarter, no doubt about it. Last 4 minutes of the game, that's as good a basketball as I've seen a guard play in a long, long time. She stole the ball, she rebounded the ball, and she shot the ball well. We made some adjustments at halftime. Jackson Heights was just punishing us. We were in man defense in the first half, so we switched up a little bit second half and made a few adjustments, and it ended up working out pretty well for us on that. But by far, Michaela Boyd was the best ball player last night on the floor. There's no doubt about it.
And you tell me that before this that you guys were switching things up defensively. What were some of those adjustments, and why are they important to make at this time of the season?
Well, we've been sitting back in zone more, and we've been trying to go more man, you know, to get the girls to maybe get out and, you know, work a little harder so they aren't staying so relaxed in like a 2-3 or a 3-2. So we've really been working on the man defense, and then we threw in a couple new presses that we've been trying to get organized before sub-state starts. So we've just been working on those to, you know, so we can be at our peak once sub-state gets here next week. So,
and speaking of, you guys will be taking on Pleasant Ridge, as you guys are the 5 seed. They are the 4 seed. You're going to be taking on the Rams on Monday night at 7 o'clock. And you guys do have a game coming up here on Friday against Horton, but that really doesn't go towards sub-state. So we'll probably save that for next week's conversation when we talk about how you guys did in that one. But kind of looking at the sub-state bracket, how things shape out. And on the other side of the bracket there on the top is Riverside as the 1 seed. They'll play the winner of Care Paravel and McLouth. And talking about you guys, though, specifically in this matchup against Pleasant Ridge, the team that's bested you twice. And as we know, it's really difficult to beat a team 3 times in a season.
Well, the first time we played them, our big was out. Lex was out the first game. And the girls played very well. But we really did. I think we lost by 8 the first game. Second time we played them, they got us pretty good. They thumped us pretty good. They got a great coach over there, and they got nice ball players. They're big, they're strong, and they can shoot the ball very well. They're definitely going to be a big challenge for us to play. But you did make a point. It is hard to beat somebody 3 times, and I'm hoping that's the way it works for us, that we could go in there and get a win. But it is definitely going to be a hard fought win if we could end up doing it, for sure. Like I said, they are very well coached, so we will have our hands full Monday night, for sure.
That is for sure, and next time we talk on next week, hopefully we're talking about a win and you guys moving on to the second round of the sub-state tournament. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it, and best of luck this week.
Hey, buddy. Thank you.
That was Oskaloosa girls' head basketball coach Kevin Lane here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by PFRN Realty.